Okay, so you have had an idea and now you are wondering, do I need to start a whole other social media profile for this? Do I need to be making double the content, posting twice, posting the same content, different content? Oh my gosh. Well, let's talk about how you can answer a series of different questions to figure out which is the best strategy for you, if you need to create a new, different social media profile, or if you can keep it all on the same page. Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion. So, question number one is your existing audience quite small or relatively new? If it is quite small or relatively new, then you might be okay to just start another profile, because it's not like you have already built up this massive audience that you might as well utilize and you don't want to lose. If you have got this massive audience and you've built up this really loyal group of people and you have this large audience, you've built them up, you've done the work, you've gained their trust, then it seems a waste not to use that, and it's going to take you possibly a long time to build that up again. So if your audience is quite small or relatively new, then that's question number one. Then, is the content topic significantly different? If the answer is yes, then it is going to be pretty jarring to have them together, possibly confusing, and dilute your message for both things, right? So instead of having a really clear message for one thing, you're going to have two very confusing, very diluted, very watered down messages. So if the content topic is significantly different, that's going to be something to take into consideration. If it's not significantly different, if they're similar and there is a lot of crossover, then that is okay, and that's a tick in the column for keeping them on the same page. Question number three is, does it target a significantly different audience? If yes, then the same thing applies here. If the audience is different, or even they're a similar audience but it solves a completely different problem, for example, then your message is not going to be clear. So say, for example, right now I have an audience of creatives and I am teaching them how to build their own brand, but I decided that I wanted to then branch out and teach designers how to do brand strategy. I might decide that creating a new Instagram profile for that was beneficial because it's a completely different audience with a completely different problem than the artists and makers who are learning their own branding. But on the flip side, again, if there is crossover and it's still really clear, then you might be good to go to keep it on the same platform, the same profile. The next question is, would it be confusing for somebody to land on your page and see it all mixed in together? This is something you should be questioning about your profile in general anyway, but would it be confusing for somebody to land there and see all these messages and taglines and content and all of that stuff all mixed in together? This is to clarify and to get you to think about what I just said in the last two questions, but if you thought about it and if you landed on your page, what would you think? Would you be confused? Would you be confused if you saw content about branding and then you also saw content about fantasy books on the same page? Would you be confused? This is two different Instagram profiles that I have because I created a second profile for something that I am interested in and a kind of side hustle or side hobby that I wanted to create, because they're completely different things. And if somebody landed on my Maker and Moxie profile and all I was talking about or 50% of the time I was talking about fantasy novels, they would be like, isn't this girl supposed to be helping me with my brand? I'm so confused. So think about if it's going to be confusing for people to land on your profile. If yes, then it probably needs to be separate. If no, then they might be able to be together. The next question is, would it offer you different opportunities? So this is kind of an interesting question. This is a question that I actually added because we had Penelope on the podcast a while ago from Clammy Heart. And one of the reasons that she set up a new page for her rugs, her handmade rugs, is because she kept getting rejected from handmade markets because Clammy Heart, her main brand, does too many things and has too many options. So when she launched her handmade rugs as a separate sister brand that was smaller, and it was clear that it was a smaller brand that only did this one thing, she got accepted to these different handmade markets. So if having a separate profile that distinguishes this one thing that you do as a separate thing, as a different thing, would offer you different opportunities like that that you are trying to get, then yes, maybe it is worthwhile separating your profiles. And the last and almost most important question is, do you have the capacity for multiple social media platforms? This is something that is very important to consider because obviously it is going to be more work. There might be opportunities for you to cross post on things. I have a separate Instagram profile for Brand Your Passion podcast. It's not something that I am actively posting on, but when I post something on Maker and Moxie about the Brand Your Passion podcast, I just add the Brand Your Passion podcast Instagram account as a collaborator on those posts. And so it's not something that I have to actively like do a lot of work for, but it's something that I have to be aware of. And so you have to think about how much extra work that's going to be, how much extra thought that's going to require, how much extra money or resources or time or energy that's going to require from you, and whether that's something that's possible or not. If yes, then great, go for it. If no, then no, or maybe don't do it yourself, or maybe just don't do this to yourself in general. So a very good question to consider when asking yourself these questions. So in general, I want you to add up your answers to these questions. You have had 6 questions. So add up your answers. If you answered mostly yes, then yes, it is probably a good idea to set up a new separate social media profile for your new idea. But if you answered no, then probably keep them together. However, that was just 6 questions that I had to make it quite general for everybody. There is nuance to everything. There are different situations, different people, different brands, different things going on for everybody. So use your intuition. You're smart too. You know what's going on in your business, in your brand, in your life. So decide what is right for you. And if you need help, I'm always here to help you. You can always book a one-on-one coaching session with me, one of my Boost Your Brand sessions, and we can figure it out together. And we can put together a strategy for creating and launching your new idea, whether that is on a separate profile itself or within your existing social media profiles. And we can figure out what's going to work for you, and we can make it happen in a way that will work for you. So if you need help, I'm here to help you. The link to do that is in the show notes, so you can book that anytime. But otherwise, I hope that these questions helped you to have some perspective, do some critical thinking about whether this is actually a good idea for you to separate this out or not, or if it's actually doable to just keep it on the same profile. More often than not, doable to just keep it on the same profile, but in some situations, it's actually more strategic to have it separated out. And the main thing is just about clarifying that message, clarifying your audience, and making sure it's very clear and that each profile is having one clear message towards one clear audience. So hope that's been helpful. Can't wait to see you and talk to you in the next one. And I'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast. If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at Maker and Moxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.